Chapter 32. Okay, let's talk. I closed my office door as Skippy's avatar appeared on my desk. While we talk, can you create some micro-wormholes so we can get them launched toward the Maxalt ships? Do you need one micro-wormhole for each ship, or... Joe, that's not gonna happen. What is not happening? I told you that if we found Maxalt's ships here, we need to jump away. You agreed with me. Now you're changing the deal. We didn't find Maxalt's ships here. They came late to the party. Skippy, I have people on the surface. We need to either hack the sensors of those ships or disable them. Not gonna happen. Did you not listen to me? I can't hack senior species ships. Not anymore. And micro-wormholes? There are 3 units active right now, one with each of the dropships down there. It is seriously straining my resources to maintain just 3 of them. To create another, I will have to cut off one of the star teams. Do not do that. Hey, buddy, talk to me. What's wrong? Nothing. Everything. Uh-huh. One of those days. One of those decades, Joe. Since I beat the Elders, I have been on a victory tour. But in reality, I am a fraud. You remember the guy who did all those awesome things to earn the name Skippy the Magnificent? What I actually remembered was him giving that title to himself. Of course, that's not what I said. Remember him? I'm talking to that guy right now. Thank you, but no. I am no longer that guy. Wait, before you do the thing of telling me a bunch of comforting lies, don't bother. One thing that has not changed is that flattery doesn't work on me. Oh, well, yeah. I didn't know what else to say. Do you know how I know that I am an imposter, a mere shadow of my former self? I disagree, but tell me anyway. In my glory days, I created great art in the form of operas, musicales, hip-hop music, that sort of thing. That is all behind me now. No matter how hard I try, I can't write original music anymore. Now I am reduced to... No, it's too embarrassing to admit. Okay. Okay? That's all you've got for me? Well, tell me what you want me to say and I'll say it. You can't even guess? Are you... I thought fast and got nothing, so I said the first idiotic thing that popped into my head. Reduced to touring as a little shithead tribute band? No, you numbskull, it... I hadn't thought of that. It is a great idea. No, it is a terrible idea. Come on, Skippy, throw me a bone here. Oh, all right. Instead of creating great art, my creative drive is reduced to grinding out ekphrastic poetry about it. What? Like I said, it is horribly embarrassing. Most poetry students say they don't bother with ekphrastic verse after they graduate from a master's program. Don't most poetry students say things like, do you want fries with that? That isn't the point, you moron. Hey, I'm way ahead of the curve here. I don't even have a degree at all, and I've never written ekphast, whatever you said type of poems. Ekphrastic. Yeah, that doesn't help. Ugh, I thought we had reached the bottom of your well of ignorance. We had, but I was inspired to keep digging. What is the thing you said? Here's a clue. Ekphrasis is a Greek word meaning description. You think you're helping, but you're not. Listen, knucklehead, it is generally considered to be poetry about other forms of art, like painting, sculpture, or in my case, opera. And this is a real thing people do. You didn't make this up. Yes! My next question would be why, but I don't want to know the answer. Joe, I am reduced to writing poems about my own operas because I can no longer create new music. You mean poetry like, I think that I shall never hear a poem as lovely as music to my ear? I am hurting, and you mock me? I'm trying to make the point that 1,000,000 words of poetry won't tell me what a piece of music sounds like. I need to hear it. Ah, you're right. And that poem you just made up is actually pretty good. I need to write it down to use later. You once told me that today's most influential composers are writing the scores for movie soundtracks, not for symphonies. That is pretty much true. What, today's best poets writing song lyrics and not, you know, words on a page? Words on a page? Where else would they be? You know what I mean. Words that are meant to be heard in a song, not sitting in a dusty book no one ever reads. I suppose you could say that. Bob Dylan's lyrics could certainly be considered poetic. What about Lil Shithead's lyrics?
I used to write banging raps. Now I'm just lame.
So you have what? Sort of writer's block?
I suppose you could say that also.
Before you give me a bunch of stupid suggestions, I have tried everything. Even tried what you do when you need to engage the creative side of your mind.
What is it that I do?
What you do is you don't think about it. You go to the gym, or you work in the galley, or you go out running. Anything other than actually trying to work on the problem.
When I do that, I am working on the problem.
You told me that you can't do some things like warp in space-time as well as you used to. I thought it was a power issue. That you can't put as much effort or energy into doing your awesome things. I didn't know the problem is affecting everything inside you.
Well, he sounded completely miserable. Now you know. My power throughput ability was damaged for a time after my fight with the elders. I have fully recovered from that. I have the power. I just can't use it.
That didn't sound right. Meaning it didn't sound like the problem was what he feared it was. That he was worn out, burned out, used up.
Skippy, when did this start? Your creativity issue, the writer's block.
After my fight with the elders. That is when all my troubles started. When I became no longer extremely awesome.
All of your troubles started at the same time? Suddenly?
That is what I said.
He didn't snap at me. He didn't add dum-dum or knucklehead or numbskull or any of his other usual insults. He had given up. That was not good.
How did it happen?
I'm burned out, he shrugged. It happens.
Bullshit. It happens to meat sacks. Our brains are such disorganized sacks of mush, we never know why something works or doesn't work. You are different. You rebuilt your own matrix. You designed it down to the smallest detail.
That is true. Why does that matter?
Other Elder AIs have no musical talent. That is unique to you. What I didn't say was his talent was debatable. In my opinion, he was awful. His Lil Shithead persona's music was popular, especially among the Ruhar, and the Kristang apparently genuinely loved his epic operas.
The things you're telling me you can no longer do, like writing music, hacking into any system, easily warping space-time, it was never easy, numbskull.
Easier. All those awesomenesses, they appeared when you rebuilt yourself after the AI war.
I know that. You think you're helping, but you're not.
Listen, I know what is in your matrix isn't code, but let's go Barney on it and pretend for a minute, okay? The parts of yourself that could do all of those awesome things, are they still there?
Yes, don't you think I checked that? I'm not an idiot. Those subroutines are still intact and active. They just don't work the way they used to.
Uh-huh. After you found that Bubba got hacked, you told me about epigenetics. I studied up on the subject later.
Where? He snorted. On Wikipedia?
That's not important right now. I learned that genes can be in our DNA, but switched off because of environmental factors or whatever else affects other genes that control which genes are active.
Yes, so?
Skippy, all of your awesomeness disappeared suddenly in one incident?
Thank you so much for reminding me.
Damn it, Skippy, why didn't you tell me about this before? You suffered for years and didn't say anything.
Joe, though it makes me gag, he choked to say it, I did not tell you because you are my best friend. Your opinion is actually somewhat important to me, which shows how sad and pathetic my life is. Of all the people who look at me with worshipful adoration, I care most about you seeing me as impossibly perfect.
I have bad news for you about that.
Oh, shut up.
Didn't you once call yourself the king of empathy?
Yes, but that was back when I used to care about the losers who infest this galaxy.
Okay, you might be missing the point of empathy. Listen, I am your best friend. You are my best friend. And now that I said that, it is kind of sad.
Thank you so much for that.
Being best friends means I am the one person you absolutely should tell about your problems.
Knowing the truth doesn't lower your opinion of me.
Knowing that you concealed the truth for years, that lowers my opinion of you. Everyone has problems, Skippy. Remember when Margaret was depressed after the boys were born and I didn't know what to do? I talked with you about that.
Yes, and you ignored all of my advice. Telling my wife to stop being overly emotional was not good advice. One of us has a doctorate in monkey psychology, and it's not you. Joe, now you know my deep, dark secret. How does that do either of us any good? It's good because now that I know what's really been going on with you, we might be able to fix it. My problems can't be fixed with a 10-millimeter socket wrench, you knucklehead. If I need a 10-millimeter socket, that's the one that would be missing from the case, and I would have to drive to the hardware store again. What I should have said is I might know how you can fix yourself. Before you tell me I am a dumb-dumb numbskull, hear me out. I don't think you just got burned out and that the damage to your matrix is not simply too much mileage. When you were inside the Ascension machine, connected to it, something happened to you. Something was done to you. Oh, brilliant. Wow, that thought never occurred to me. I already told you, the subroutines are all operating perfectly. They simply don't work for me. The problem is I'm not feeling it, Joe. I have lost my mojo. Then find whatever it is inside you that is blocking your mojo. He rolled his eyes. You think I got hacked without me knowing it? I think you went away while we were inside that Ascension machine, and such a powerful device is capable of doing a whole lot of bad shit to you. Come on, you're not making any sense. Think about it. I took control of that machine and made it work against the Elders. No, you didn't. What I remember is we both remember the same thing. I'm looking at it more clearly. You didn't use that machine against the Elders. You used it to give them what they always wanted. That is true. I am still kind of bitter about that. Sorry? No need to be sorry. You saved all of us. I'm bitter about the nature of reality, not about any decision you made. What I'm trying to say is the Ascension machine was an Elder device, and the Elders considered you to be a malfunctioning security system. Could the machine have done something to you trying to fix what it saw as your malfunction? Like blocking your access to the parts of yourself that were not authorized by the Elders, the parts you created. This is so ridiculous, he snorted. I wish you could hear how stupid you... Huh. Right? Joe, what actually damages me is talking with you. Every time we have a conversation, I feel dumber. I'm terribly sorry about that. Your suggestion is that I look for something that is actively blocking my mojo? Yes. However you would do that. I will do this to humor you, and not because I think your idea has any merit. You can consider this to be my birthday present. I already got you socks for your birthday. You can save the socks for Christmas. Whatevs. Okay. I have to admit, this is not the worst idea you have ever had. That is only because you have had so many incredibly awful ideas that this I know what you mean. Do it, please. Quickly? Quickly? I've been trying everything for years to restore my mojo, and now I am on the freaking clock? We have people down on Moletown. We need Skippy the Magnificent, not Skippy the Mopey. I am not moping. Yeah, you are. I should call you Eeyore, like that depressed donkey in Winnie the Pooh. He shuddered. How dare you? Do you dare to actually look inside yourself, or are you afraid to? I am only afraid to crush your spirit when your moronic idea doesn't work. I will feel very foolish if that happens. Do it now, please. You do understand that a deep dive into my matrix will require me to go offline for a considerable time while we are in a combat situation? I do. And you are okay with this? I am. Is this because... He stared down at his shoes. As I am now, I am pretty much useless. I didn't say that. You didn't have to. Without another word, his avatar blinked out. Sir, Captain Skilvana announced herself as she wrapped a claw on the doorframe of the Admiral's office. Huh? Scarandum sat bolt upright. In spite of appearances, he had not been taking a nap. He had been resting, gathering his energy, preparing for the future, if he had one. The relay station just pinged with our ID code. We have received an order from the Inquisitor's office instructing us to proceed immediately to a rendezvous point. Well, then I suggest you proceed immediately. It would not do to upset an Inquisitor. Sir, you said you. Did you not mean we? You are not coming with us?
Yes, of course.
Skilvana looked pained, her antennas twitching. Clarify if you could, please, sir. Of course you are coming with us? Oh, yes, that is correct. I arranged to meet with a court official. The captain shuddered. No one willingly spoke with an inquisitor. Sir, is there something I need to know about? What you need to know is that we will soon not include me. I will be leaving the ship, I suspect on a permanent basis. The Ucant will be reassigned in the ECO pool. The good news for you is that you will no longer need to deal with a particularly troublesome admiral. The better news is that your new admiral will, of course, have to pay you and your crew.
What about payments that are overdue, sir, if I may ask?
You would be remiss if you did not ask. As part of the deal I arranged with the, he paused and shuddered slightly, Court of Special Inquiry, your back pay should already be in your accounts.
You made a deal with the Inquisitors?
Yes. This surprises you?
It does. No one bargains with the court.
Ha ha! The Admiral laughed.
That is what the court wishes you to think.
Captain, everyone bargains with the court to one extent or another. The difference is most people are forced to bargain from a position of fear and weakness. In this case, I have something they very much want. So, I told them what I want in exchange.
Skilvana appeared to relax just a bit.
You are working with the Inquisitors?
Not exactly. They want to throw me in prison, and I probably will have to accept some sort of punishment. The Inquisitors cannot be seen as offering leniency, especially not to an ECO agent. My career is over. That is inevitable. Was inevitable from the moment I agreed to a sketchy arrangement with an elder AI. His mandibles clicked angrily. My hope, my plan, is to offer the court a bigger target, one that will confirm the power of the Inquisitors.
There is no way out for you, sir.
This is my way out. The captain shook her head.
The deal you described is your way to limit the damage to yourself. It is not a way out.
You are correct. In this case, I do not have any other choice. For me, this is a no-win situation.
When I first came aboard, you told me that if I am ever faced with a no-win situation, I am not thinking creatively enough. There is always a way out, sir.
Was I drunk when I said that?
I am trying to be serious, sir.
Captain, his antennas stood up and tapped each other. You have given me much to think about. When is the rendezvous scheduled for?
As we are inconveniently positioned,
she tilted her head, hinting that the remote position of the ship was due to orders from the Admiral.
It will take us 4 days and 16 hours to reach the site.
It is unfortunate that we'll likely keep the Inquisitor waiting, but the mathematics of interstellar navigation is notoriously inflexible. Could we... He tapped a claw on the tablet. Yes, I would like to visit two relay stations along the way to the rendezvous. One is roughly 7 hours from here. The other will require going a bit out of our way, but the delay will only be 3 hours.
The Inquisitors will not approve of any delay in complying with their summons, sir.
I will note, he tapped on the tablet again, that I am giving you a direct order, so any delay is my responsibility.
Yes, sir, she replied stiffly. May I ask the purpose of visiting two relay stations? We are parked close to a relay station now.
I am aware of that. Let me just say that I might want to send a message to an old, not quite friend, someone who has been useful in the past. Before I send such a message, I need to think about what you said.
What I said?
Yes. It pains me to admit this, but I might be growing soft in my old age. I did say there is no such thing as a no-win situation, only a failure to think creatively. That was true then, and it is especially true now.
You are seeking advice from your friend?
It is probably best that you don't know my intentions.